Our scripture this morning is taken from James. Now, for those who may not be familiar with the Bible, is James in the Old or the New Testament? New Testament. Now, James is a rather, at least for me it always has been, a rather hard book to find because it's pretty small, just a few pages long. But it is after the book of Hebrews in the New Testament, almost in the very... James chapter 5. Is that better? Yeah, I usually get down there because the light shines, you know. Lack of hair, it does. All right, once you find that in your Bible or the Pew Bible, would you close your Bible on your finger and let us stand if you're able? Raise these Bibles above our head and say our Bible pledge loud and proud this morning. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today I will be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess that my mind is alert and my heart is receptive. I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the Word of God. I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, please remain standing with me as we read James chapter 5, beginning with verse 13. Are any among you suffering? They should pray. Are any cheerful? They should sing songs of praise. Are any among you sick? They should call for the elders of the church and have them pray over them, anointing them with oil in the name of the Lord. The prayer of faith will save the sick, and the Lord will raise them up, and anyone who has committed sins will be forgiven. Therefore, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another, so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. Elijah was a human being like us, and he prayed fervently that it might not rain. And for 3 years and 6 months it did not rain on the earth. Then he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth yielded its harvest. Here ends the reading of God's holy word. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Last week I began a two-part teaching series called Can You Hear Me Now? These sermons are dealing with several questions that you ask me on Easter morning regarding prayer. These are powerful questions that, and because of all of us, have been at that point in our life when we've been honestly praying for something and God didn't work the way we wanted God to. Haven't we all been there at least once in our life? If you've only been there once, praise be to God. It may have caused some doubt with us and may have made us wonder if God is really out there. And if God is out there, is God really listening? Matter of fact, those of you who are not yet Christians, this may be the main reason that you have not taken that step of faith in your life. So let's think about together, let's think about prayer today. What role does prayer play in our lives? How does God answer prayers? And why God says no, or what feels like no sometimes? Last week we began with you writing down what your definition of prayer was, and maybe still is, and then we talked about the prayer Jesus taught his disciples from Luke 11. As we look for prayer's role in our lives, we step down through Jesus' prayer and tried to get an understanding of what Jesus' concept of prayer was, and we began to see that prayer is to the soul what breathing is for the body. Prayer is to the soul what breathing is to the body. Now, let me ask you, what happens to our body if we don't breathe? Life exits fairly quickly, doesn't it, when you don't breathe? In the same way, our soul atrophies when we don't spend time in conversation with God. We learn that prayer is not a time to always ask for something.